State Senator Rick Jones. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Great day.
I wanted to get a comment from you. We're going to have an official from the Occupy Lansing to be on the program here in just about 15, 20 minutes. But I know that you weren't happy when you saw the $20,000 price tag that it's going to cost the city of Lansing. That's what it cost for them to have services available for Occupy Lansing. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's a horrible waste of tax dollars. You know, Lansing just had to raise their taxes to support their police and fire services. And what a waste to blow $20,000 on one group that wants to go camping. You know, I completely support their right to protest, their right to have freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, but they should have limited time. They should get a permit for 4 or 5 hours, whatever the normal time is, and go out there and say their piece. And if they want to come back the next week and do it again, I don't have a problem with that. But what they have done now is they have set a precedent on limited time by this group. So, you know, what happens if the next group comes along and wants unlimited time? They're going to say you've set a precedent. And who knows who the next group will be? What if it's some terrible group like the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazis? You know, they've been at the Capitol. We certainly don't want groups there forever. And so I think it set a terrible precedent. It was a terrible waste of tax dollars.
Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro waived a city ordinance prohibiting camping overnight at city parks. Was that a wrong move by the mayor?
In my opinion, Virge made a terrible mistake. He wasted city tax dollars on something that simply wasn't necessary. He could have allowed them to go out and protest, gave them the normal permit.
All right, Senator, we appreciate your comments. We're going to be contacting you to see if we can get you on the program next week and just talk about the year that was and what we can hope for 2012. Thanks so much for coming on the program this morning, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.